I trust Vermont voters to decide who they want. I will support whoever the Democratic nominee is.
He did not. This is a decision I had to make. Patrick and I have worked together literally his entire career, and he's a revered figure here in Vermont. But I have to make my own decision, and I did.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we speak with retiring Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, who will leave the Senate in 2022 after 8 terms. And we speak with the man who wants to replace him, Congressman Peter Welch. Well, Leahy was first elected in 1974, the first Democrat Vermont voters ever sent to Washington, D.C. Now, at age 81, he says this will be his final term. Leahy spoke with our North Country Bureau Chief, Pat Bradley. Here's that interview.
It actually was an easy decision. We talked about this summer and talked with our family and walked. And I wanted to leave going and have no regrets. If there's any difficulty, it was obvious from our polling and everything else that I could easily be reelected. But I wanted to leave when I picked the time, not somebody else. And everybody in the family was comfortable with it. And I have felt more liberated than I have in a long time. I feel very, very comfortable with the decision. But, of course, I'm going to miss the Senate. 48 years there, being dean of the Senate, longest serving ever from Vermont. President pro tem, all these things. I will miss that, but I also miss many of the very, very good men and women I've worked with.
Senator Leahy, I hope this isn't too forward, but both you and your wife have been treated for cancers. Was health a factor at all in your decision to retire?
No, my cancer was always various kinds of skin cancer and easily taken care of in my last physical a few months ago. So I was in great health. And one of the things I asked, okay, can I go snowshoeing? And we get a chance, can I go scuba diving? They said, absolutely. Marcellus had a form of leukemia, which is curable. It just takes forever. You have to go through chemotherapy and all that, which tires her out. But she is doing very well. The doctor says all the prognosis is good. Soon she'll be able to go off the chemo. And what she's looking forward to is not just getting off the chemo, but being revaccinated. We were both vaccinated early on, but chemotherapy knocks that out.
Senator Leahy, as mentioned many times in the last week, the length of time that you have been in the Senate, are there initiatives, bills, actions of any sort that you want to complete before the end of your term? You've got a little over a year left that you will be in the Senate.
No, that's a good question. I'm already talking with a number of senators in both parties to continue on the things. Obviously, from a very parochial, I want to make sure that the money that I've gotten to clean up and preserve Lake Champlain continues, and I'm sure it will. But also on a national scale, I wrote the law to establish organic farming, which is now a $55 or $60 billion industry across the country. I want to make sure that continues. And I want to make sure that the things I've done to bring nutrition to children, to schools, to school lunch, and to the older people in throughout the country, that continues. And then I've done a lot on human rights around the world. I passed the first law to ban the export of landmines. We used the Leahy, what they call the Leahy War Veterans Fund, which has helped out not just war victims, but victims of natural disasters like earthquakes. And we also have the Leahy Law, which I've pushed for, made sure is maintained in both Republican and Democratic administrations. And that says that American aid, American taxpayers' money cannot be given to military units anywhere in the world that are involved in human rights violations. And that has helped bring about reforms in a number of countries around the world.
One of the bills that you often mention as a key piece of legislation that you got passed was the Violence Against Women Act. Why do you point to that one so frequently?
You know, I was a state's attorney for 8 years. I remember actually vivid memories of going to actually murder scenes at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning with the police, finding a woman who had been beaten and suffered all kinds of abuse for months before she was finally killed, and nobody knew about it. She had no place to go. She had no way to report it. And I thought the number of lives were lost because it hadn't been reported. Obviously, when we had cases that were reported, I made that a priority as a prosecutor to put those who had been molesting women in jail. I worked with Joe Biden when he was a young senator for the first Violence Against Women Act. But then when I became chairman of Judiciary, I expanded it to include the LGBTQ community and Native Americans. And another thing, the sexual exploitation of children, because we found so many runaways, young teenagers, these people who want to exploit them, sexually abuse them, are out looking for them, and increase considerably the penalties and the authority to go after them. So many times I've seen things that I knew about when I was a prosecutor. I knew where there were lack of adequate laws, and I've continued with it. And that I use that as an example of the fact that I am working with other senators now to make sure they carry on with that. Somebody said they had a study that I have passed more bipartisan legislation than anybody else in the Senate. And what I've done is gone to Republicans and Democrats and said, look, these are things you should be able to agree on. These are things that you should continue. And many have said they will.
Speaking of continuing, what do you make of Peter Welch's announcement that he will run for your seat?
I wasn't surprised by it. I've had a lot of talks with Peter. He's a good friend. He's worked very hard as a member of the House of Representatives. We only have one member, so from Vermont, and so it carries extra obligations. He's worked hard there. I'm not surprised that he's running, although I'm sorry we'll be losing his seniority in the House.
With his announcement, obviously there's going to be people who will line up to run for his seat, the sole congressional seat in Vermont, and I would expect that he would have some challengers for your seat. What do you think the odds are that a woman and or a person of color will be elected from Vermont to serve in Washington, whether in your seat that you're leaving or in the congressional seat?
Well, I trust Vermont voters to decide who they want I will support whoever the Democratic nominee is. And I'm not going to try to convince my fellow Vermonters. After all, I'm a native Vermonter. I know the state pretty well. The last thing in the world Vermonters would want is for me to suddenly announce, this is who you should elect or nominate. I will rely on them, who they will nominate, and I will support the nominee.
Senator Leahy, they said that you would have about 10 minutes, and I think we're coming up fairly close to that in the conversation. So
you are.
I will ask one last question. Looking,
I always worry when they say one more question.
Well, I'm not sure how long it may take to answer, but, you know, looking back at nearly 47 years in the Senate, what would you change if you could in those 47 years?
Well, I don't think I'd change anything in my behavior. I've been fortunate to have some of the best women and men on my staff over the years, both in Vermont and in Washington. I learn from them every single day. I mean, I get, as I'm going to college or graduate school every day, and the briefing memos I get, everything from classified matters to what's happening in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont or anything else. And that I thought was wonderful. I'm delighted we started very early on. Actually, almost the first month I was there with a good and paid intern program. Many of these interns have gone on to become either permanent staff members or have gone on into business or law in federal service. So that I would not change. What I wish could be changed is the kind of hyper-partisanship that we see in the Senate today. That's not the way it was when I came there. I tried to change it when I lead a congressional delegation to either meetings in the United States or meetings overseas. I always insisted we have major Republican senators as well as Democratic senators, so that they can see how important it is to work together.
So do you think democracy is in better or worse shape than when you went in?
Well, I think when you see something like the riots and insurrection on January 6th, that causes worry about democracy. But our country has gone through a civil war, two world wars, and we come back stronger. I'm hoping that we will come back again. It's going to require men and women who go in the Congress or the House or the Senate to say, what's the most important thing for the country? Not what's the most important thing for me politically or for my party. What's the most important thing for the country? And if we can get back to that, democracy will thrive.
With Leahy's retirement comes a scramble in Vermont political circles. Leading the pack right now is longtime Congressman Peter Welch. The former Vermont Senate leader was first elected to the House in 2006, and now he wants to make the jump to U.S. Senate. I spoke with Welch on the morning he kicked off his campaign. There was a lot of speculation about Senator Leahy's decision to eventually retire from the Senate. When did you decide to run?
Well, obviously, after that, I was one who was hoping that Senator Leahy would stay because he does such good things for Vermont. But I had to make a decision, and I'll tell you why I'm running for the U.S. Senate. We are at such a critical moment in our country and in our democracy. And the questions we face, are we going to continue to combat climate change? Are we going to fight for reproductive rights and racial justice? And are we going to stand up for working families who are struggling to pay their bills? And fundamental, are we going to protect our democracy? You know, I was in the building in the Capitol on January 6th when the mob attacked, when the shot was fired. And as horrible as that was, what was worse was that 147 of my colleagues voted to overturn the decision of the American people to elect Joe Biden. And that threat continues. But I saw that if we come together and we're persistent, we can actually get things done. The COVID relief bill, the infrastructure bill, where in Vermont, that's $100 million to help us get broadband on every dirt road to every farm and back hollow home in the entire state. So we can work together and actually get things done.
The House and Senate are two different beasts. What from your time in the House prepares you to move to the upper chamber?
Well, you know, what works in Washington is what works in life. You really focus on the problems, you find common ground, you build coalitions, and you don't worry about who gets credit, and you get the job done. And that is true in the House, it's true in the Senate, it's true where you work, it's true in your family. And that's what I've done, it's why I've been effective. And I'm hoping that I can bring that approach to the U.S. Senate and help Vermont.
Did Senator Leahy encourage you to run once he announced his retirement?
He did not. This is a decision I had to make. Patrick and I have worked together literally his entire career, and he's a revered figure here in Vermont. But I have to make my own decision, and I did.
You'll be running presumably in a primary field to win the right to be nominated for the Senate. What do you see as the top issues facing Vermont that you'd like to talk about to voters?
The top issues for Vermont are getting our economy working for everyday people. It's facing climate change. It's bringing down the cost of health care. It's addressing the incredible crisis in affordable housing. These are things that are affecting working families. And, you know, it's families, whether they are ones that voted for Trump or they voted for Biden. I mean, my approach on things is that government should be helping folks to do the things that allow them to be successful in their lives. And that's what is the reason why I think Build Back Better is such a good program, because in Vermont, if we get broadband, everybody gets broadband. If we get childcare to be affordable, everyone gets childcare to be affordable. And this is about creating a government that works for everyday people.
Just after you announced that you would run for Senate, independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders endorsed your campaign. If you were to win the seat, you'd be working with Bernie Sanders, whose term does not expire next year the way Patrick Leahy's does. What can you tell us about your relationship with Senator Sanders right now?
Well, it goes back to when he was mayor. I mean, both Bernie and Patrick and I worked hand in glove the entire time we were all in Congress. And it's actually one of the joys of my service in Congress that I had such good relationships with the two of them, because the three of us share a love for Vermont, and that continues.
Since Senator Leahy's announcement, there has been a decent amount of coverage pointing to the fact that Vermont has never sent a woman to Washington, D.C. And Senator Leahy, who's retiring, is 81. You're in your mid-70s. What's your message to people who say, hey, we've just got to get this delegation younger and, you know, maybe more diverse?
Well, the message is this. Our country is at a moment of crisis. Our democracy is a moment of crisis. And it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. And everybody who wants to contribute to saving our democracy and saving our country has a way to contribute. So I encourage everybody to do whatever it is that they think will be helpful to us in that effort.
There will likely also be a fierce race to replace you in the U.S. House. That seat has not been open in 15 years. Do you have any preference on who would run to replace you in that seat?
There's going to be some really, really good candidates. And the Vermonters are going to decide that race, just as they'll decide who will be the next United States senator.
Talk to me about the U.S. Senate filibuster. If you were to join the Senate, would you move to do away with it?
Filibuster's got to go.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.